Do you really want to do this? Do you really want to listen to the 457th episode of the Hypnagogue podcast? I mean, I'm okay with it. I just thought I would ask to make sure that you're, you know, totally on board. Because I have some music. Got it all lined up. If you do. Okay. All right. Hypnagogue podcast 457.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
bopping our way up to the midpoint of Hypnagogue podcast number 457. Hey there, my name is John Shanahan. I'm your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. Spent a lot of time in kind of a new age-ish acoustic territory for a lot of this first set, and then kicked it off with that funky little tune at the end. Let's talk about the music you've been listening to. We started off with Dandin with Chesed from Hand of Glory. After that, Richard Schulman with Fullness from Summer Solstice Piano Meditations. Followed that up with a little more piano from Lisa Swerdlow. Really enjoying her beautiful album, Dancing Between Worlds. That track is called All Is Not Lost. I am always delighted to get new music from Ann Lycater because I know it's going to be beautiful, and I'm just going to sit back and listen and unwind with it. The new album is called Echoes from the Forest. That track was Rose Moon. And one thing that I've said in the past, when I get into this kind of new age mindset and I start looking for more new age-ish artists to follow up, there tends to be a lot of piano. And I have often lamented what I would really like is some good fingerstyle guitar. Well, as you heard, we had a track from James Filkins from his album North Manitou Trail. James pulled 14 other musicians in to play on this album. And this is another one where this is a, for me, wine on the porch at the end of the day kind of album. Just really nice, relaxing, beautiful acoustic music. And that track was called Ashes to Ashes. After that, Anantakara from Glimpse of Changes with Tipping Point. Alexis de Lausanne returns to us with an album called Abbreviation. That track was called Param. Øystein Skar has released his very first solo release. The album is called Hem, and that track was Stoke. Then we started to get a little funky. Did we kind of head toward sort of jazzy prog rock with this one-ish? This is a nice vibe from this album by Marcator. It's called Panorama Reincarnations. Not Panorama. Panorama Reincarnations. And that track was called Die Garten des Zen 2025. And we closed off with an album that just really charmed me. It's a short album, but it is a lot of fun. It's from the artist Thul. That's Thool. The album is called Cwmcerwyn. That is a name of hills in Wales. And the track was called Wine Mound, which are, I'm going to read a little bit from the internet right here. It's a megalithic site in the Preseli Mountains of Pembrokeshire, Wales. And there are standing stones there. I will admit that when I first put this into Google Translate, it said Pete Stork. It actually means Pete Moore. You get what you pay for with Google Translate. So that is how we got halfway through Hypnagogue Podcast 457. For the rest of it, well, we're heading into the library. This second set of Hypnagogue Podcast 457 began with both the song title and album title of the episode. Haven't done one of these in a while. Nothing has struck me quite like this in quite some time. But how can you not hand the award to the Andrew Weathers Ensemble for the song A Mountain of Snakes, the High Plains, a Knee in the Earth from the album The Thousand Birds in the Earth, The Thousand Birds in the Sky. Yes, yes, well deserved. That is from 2020. After that, another ensemble, the Kilimanjaro Dark Jazz Ensemble from their, it's a 2009 re-release. It came to me around 2020, as best I can tell from my archive of emails. That track was The MacGuffin from Here Be Dragons. After that, on a shuffle, Kilowatts grabbed my ear with a track off of the compilation Emerging Organisms Volume 4, which is out of from 2011. That track was called Transmogrifier. Then it was Kim Halliday from 2012's Birdsong in Mist. That was the opening track, Part 1, Development. And then Peter DePhillips gave us a track from probably the loveliest album you'll ever hear about the Irish potato famine, which is called The Great Famine, and that track was Grass Green Lips off of that 2013, I believe, release. And we closed out with something relatively recent. It was Lad from 2019's Multiverse. That was the title track. Aficionados of ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music know that the Hypnagogue podcast is the place to come for the best of that kind of music every now and then. I am starting to kind of catch up with myself recording-wise. I think I'm getting this one out a week after 456. Might be 2 weeks. We'll see. I think it's a week after. I think as soon as I'm done with this, I can upload it and blah, blah, blah. But we might be getting to that point where I'm sliding back toward every 2 weeks. But, well, we'll see. We'll see how boredom goes. You know, that's what drives this podcast forward. Me being bored. And, of course, me getting great music to share with you. Or, as we just did, digging into the depths of the library. Pulling out all kinds of good stuff. I recently, if you follow me on Facebook, and there's no reason to, there is zero reason to follow me on Facebook, I did have a number nerd moment the other day where I decided I wanted to find out how many unique artists or artist combinations have I played in these 16 years. And I admittedly turned to our friend ChatGPT. I threw the giant spreadsheet of goodness in there and asked it to kind of count it all up, and it actually couldn't do that of its own accord, but it did give me a couple of Excel formulas that I could plug in and it would do it for me, which I never would have figured out on my own. But anyway, not including this episode, I have played 2,495 different artists or artist combinations. You know, we've done the ampersand shows. We're, you know, it's Steve Roach and Vidna Obmana, or, you know, two, three, four people, whatever. 2,495 unique entries into that spreadsheet. And the interesting thing that I thought was that 1,461 of them have only ever been played once. I find that fascinating. And as of this episode, since we're doing numbers, as of Lad's last track there, I have played 5,878 tracks. Every now and then I have these number nerd moments. I'm not like mathematically inclined or anything. I just get fascinated by this kind of shit every now and then. I need to know. I need to see what the numbers are doing. This is what I do with my spare time, everyone. Isn't that great? I hope that part of your spare time, what a segue, is listening to the Hypnagogue podcast. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe. You can find us at any podcast aggregator. Wherever you get yours, just plug in the word Hypnagogue and you're going to find it. That's what the robots do for us. I understand that turning on automatic downloads when you do find it and do subscribe to it helps to increase the visibility of the show. What you could also do, if you were ever so inclined and had a couple of moments, if you want to say something nice about the podcast, give it a rating, give it a little review. That always helps people find the podcast as well. And if you want to tell me directly what you're thinking, well, you can email me at hypnagogue@hotmail.com. You can also just go to the website hypnagoguepodcast.com and did I say hypnagogue@hotmail.com? I hope I did. Totally having an old man moment. Anyway, you can go to hypnagoguepodcast.com. There is a box on the right-hand side where you pop in your email address and then the episodes land right in there for you to listen to at your leisure. Because I know you are a person of leisure and good taste, might I add. So, I am rambling. That means it's time for me to stop doing that and tell you that I will be back real soon with more of this great music. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.